Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I am here with Sean Casey. He is a registered dietitian, movement coach, and member of the Evolve Wellness Science team at Hometown Pharmacy of Wisconsin. He runs his own athletic consultant business, Case Performance. Sean has degrees in both nutritional science, dietetics, and kinesiology, exercise physiology. He specializes in sports nutrition, nutraceuticals, and proactive care. Clients range from adolescent athletes to elite professionals, including an Olympic gold medalist. Whoa. Additionally, Sean is passionate about helping people get off of medications or prevent them from ever needing them in the first place through lifestyle modifications, focus on food, movement, sleep, and stress management. Welcome, Sean. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing awesome.
How are you doing, Courtney?
I am doing great. What's going on in Wisconsin?
Well, we're transitioning from like a 70 degree weather to like midwinter almost overnight. So a nice change in weather to kind of bolster the system.
The same thing is happening in Pennsylvania. It was literally like 70 something a day ago. And now it's like break out the winter coats.
cold therapy is outside and about now.
It's happening. It's happening. So let's get into this. So tell me, how did you get into to sports pharmacy, into helping athletes, into all of this athletic goodness?
You know, it's kind of crazy,
kind of the career arc. Originally, I went to school. I wanted to go be like a physical therapist, sports medicine. And then I was job shadowing at the physical therapist between my freshman and sophomore year in college. And I realized the only time I enjoyed it was when an athlete came in that was hurt. And it's kind of like that light bulb moment. Also, I'm like, Sean, you realize what you just said? You're excited because an athlete is hurt. If this is not the most bass-ackwards idea you've ever had, nothing is, right?
I love it.
So then I kind of realized, you know, the best way to rehab an injury is to prevent that injury from ever happening in the first place. So that's when I kind of shifted my career focus, decided to go into more of strength conditioning so I could be a physical preparation coach. And I had the initial goals. I wanted to be the youngest strength conditioning coach in the NFL. And my other career goal was to attend Olympics to watch athletes that I work with compete. I realized it's kind of like what a lot of people in my profession wish for. So then I decided to pick up a dietetics degree along with it to make myself more marketable. And so that's kind of what shifted me more into the sports nutrition, sport performance, you know, indirectly got to meet you where I'm at today. So I've been fortunate. I had a lot of good experiences immediately out of school, and I've been fortunate to work with a lot of hardworking individuals over the years.
That's pretty cool. And I know, I mean, us even connecting on social media and seeing what you do in the community for pharmacists and to help us as pharmacists and to guide us through, you know, different protocols to help athletes. So, you know, what was probably the most exciting or the most exciting client that you've had in your, I don't know if that's too early in the podcast to ask that question.
I don't know. It's kind of early in the relationship right now, Courtney.
I know. I'm like kind of excited to hear about it though, a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I've been fortunate to work with a lot of interesting people over the years. One that's kind of exciting, and this is actually done, I've spent a lot of time with one of my clients, happens to be the best badminton player in the world right now. And pre-COVID, I was actually traveling about 6 to 8 months internationally with him. And it was kind of funny, but, you know, and the neat thing with traveling is you have the opportunity to learn so much, right? You know, that's what I love about even just, you know, the positive social media was being able to connect with, you know, individuals such as yourself and others, you know, very knowledgeable, I've been fortunate to learn from. But the same thing I've been fortunate enough to experience in different cultures from around the world. I've spent a lot of time in both Europe, a little bit in the Middle East, and then a fair amount of time in Asia. And kind of circling a little bit back around to proactive health is, and things that are important in different regions. I was with a client, we were in Hong Kong, he started having back issues. Went in to say a chiropractor, then we saw like a orthopedic doctor, and finally we went in and saw a radiologist to do the MRIs. And it really blew my mind. The first question that all these healthcare practitioners wanted to know when we were in Hong Kong was not, what medications are you on? What's your height, weight, blood pressure, all those standard ones we hear in the US. The number one thing that everyone asked us immediately was, what do you do for breathing exercises?
Interesting. I mean, it doesn't surprise me now that I know what I know about how important breath work is, but that's very interesting. I guess different cultures, different, you know, ways of looking at things.
No,
it's so cool. I mean, they realize like, okay, if you're doing breathing exercises, you're going to be less stressed. If you're less stressed, you're lower inflamed. If you're lower inflamed, you just lowered chronic disease at a cost of $0.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool things with their, you know, there. So, you know, that's been, you know, a pretty interesting thing. And just seeing how people handle health in, you know, different regions of the world is always fascinating. So like I said, that's been pretty neat. He was fortunate, he won the gold medal at this past Olympic Games. He's an exceptionally hard worker and deserves all the awards he's gotten over the years. So that's been fun. I've also had a lot of fun just even working with youth athletes. And so everyone always kind of looks at like the one at the podium on TV, but also, you know, I always think about like, you know, it's kind of like education. You start with educating in youth and that way you can develop good habits along the way. It's always fun, you know, and you know, it's really going to sound interesting where I actually thought that I became the best as an actual coach was when I started working with more with youth athletes. Coming out of college, I worked with a fair amount of real high level ones. And what I realized is if you're a really, really good athlete, you just, you know, show them a movement and they see it and boom, they're able to do it. Now, when you're working with kids, they're still learning everything. They're learning how to control their bodies. They're learning how to move in space. And so you actually have to learn how to coach the movements. Like, hey, I can't just demonstrate this or use one or two cues. Like, what is that process to take someone just starting out and getting them to that end goal? It's much more of a process. And that is honestly from a coaching standpoint where I found that I became the best. The other thing with, you know, working with kids that allowed me to do is on the sports nutrition side, you learn very quickly. If you can't say it in 10 seconds, it doesn't matter on there. And let's be honest. I mean, that applies not only to kids, but even when I'm doing sports nutrition work with, you know, adults, with, you know, athletes of all place, you know, age ranges, is the ability to make something very simple so they can understand and apply it. You know, for instance, one thing I try to do is I put a lot of vitamins and minerals or nutritional supplements or nutrients into city characters. For instance, I tell everyone that, probiotics are the friendly neighbors of your gut. They help you keep out the bad guys. Now let's tapping into the fitness world or sports nutrition world. Creatine. Creatine is just like the electrician of your body. It just gives energy to all the cells in your body. So it's kind of like those little easy things that you learn and everyone wants to, you know, kind of look at, oh, the glamour positions. But really, where a lot of people are really good, get that at their best, myself included, was working with a youth population because I realized I need to make things very simple. I need to make things in short sound bites. And that's carried on for all the other people I've been fortunate to work with.
It is. It carries on to me as a pharmacist at the doctorate level. I mean, I like to hear it that way too. It helps me remember. You know, I can sit through like a biochemistry class or a medicinal chemistry class and yap, yap, yap. But when you hear something put into those terms, it makes more sense, to be honest, and you can explain it better to people. So when you learn it that way, you can actually explain it to people, whether it's a child, an adult, whoever. So I like to learn that way too. Not going to lie.
Yeah, it makes it so simple. Like I said, as we're going into the cold and flu season, and another one I'll share all the time with people is, you know, vitamin D is the composer of your body. It helps to orchestrate your immune health, it orchestrates bone health, cardiovascular health, mental health. So those are always fun ones to do, you know, in the process as well.
I love it. And I think it's so important, like you were saying, with the with educating children and, you know, athletes of all ages, especially adolescents, where, you know, their bodies are changing, they have to learn how to condition themselves. I worked on an article for Sports Pharmacy Magazine. And when I was working with a, it was a girls softball team and the enforcers, there was a local softball team and they actually won the championship. And it was pretty cool. They were, you know, we went through the interview of going through like, okay, you know, what do you guys all do for, you know, getting, you know, ramped up for games, but a lot of it was, you know, what do you do to help condition your body both during the season and not during the season? You know, how do you keep yourself healthy, whether it be through nutrition, just keeping active, all of those things, stretching, taking, you know, self-care, all of those things that, you know, even now, I think even in some schools, they're starting to teach kids like yoga and meditation and breath work, where, you know, when we were in school, that wasn't a thing. I wish I would have learned that however long ago. I mean, I would be, I mean, what I've learned in the past, like 10 years of my life, if I would have learned that, like in my early years, you know, I would be a completely different person right now.
You know,
and it's so crazy. I think you touched on a good point of what to focus on. You know, I remember when I was going through high school, what I focused on or grade school for sports was like, hey, sport nutrition to me meant nothing more than what do I eat the night before a game and what do I eat on game day? And those were the two things. And what I realized in hindsight was although eating outrageously large meals of spaghetti was amazing, sports nutrition actually doesn't happen just the night before a game. You know, for instance, I played football in high school. So, you know, Thursday I would think about eating really well and then Friday I would eat well on game day. Well, like, you know, looking back on things, really, it's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which are probably the most important, because as you're trying to get ready for your next opponent, you're primarily like practicing their plays and all that other stuff the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, like if I'm not eating right, like I'm not going to be able to concentrate that well in those days when I'm trying to figure out what the opponent's doing. And so that's one of the things that when I'm working with athletes, I always put a high emphasis on is make sure that you realize that sports nutrition is not just the night before or the day of the event. It's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday leading up to that game day or race or meet or whatever the sporting event may be.
It's important. And I think it's whether it's with athletes or just with the regular population. I think it's just important to realize that nutrition isn't just about a diet. Nutrition is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Nutrition is just, it's just important all day, every day to hone in on that and to, you know, not only make sure that you're eating the right things, but eating the right things for you, that you're, you know, still eating foods that you might enjoy, but not overindulging and finding the things that work for you, whether it's a health condition, a familial history of something, you know, just whatever you have going on in your body, whether it's just a tendency to, you know, for high cholesterol or blood pressure or whatever it may be, it's just important to look at it as a lifestyle and not just, you know, like you said, just for one event or something like that, which, you know, I think can happen in everyday life.
No, and I think that's a key thing too is, and not only that, but not even just looking at things in isolation.
You know, the one thing I love that you do, in your own practice, you know, I follow you on Facebook and different areas and that, you know, conversations is you're really focused on taking a holistic approach at the health and wellness aspect. I think sometimes what happens, and, you know, I'm guilty of this as well. I'm by no means perfect, but, you know, one of the things that I focus on, or even, you know, our team at Hometown Pharmacy is let's not have silos. Let's look at everything working together, that food, that movement, that sleep, that stress management. That's what forms the complete individual. With everything. And, you know, just kind of a perfect example how things tie together. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but as I mentioned earlier in the show, when we were talking about breathing and how that was so impactful for when I saw that, you know, X years back, you know, and started incorporating more. And this is just with all clients, you know, both athletes, non-athletes, you know, just people, you know, on stress. And so over the summer in July, I started working with an individual who tends to run more anxious. On a 1 to 10 scale, average day is about a 7. So like I said, tends to be more anxious and said, you know, constantly had stomach pains every time that she ate. She's a CrossFit athlete. And so this was an issue, right? So the first week, all we focused on, we didn't really make any changes on nutrition or this type of stuff. All that we focused on for the first 2 weeks was incorporating breath work into the day, once in the morning, once in the evening. What we found was after I, you know, followed up a couple weeks later and said, you know, how are things going? She says, well,
it's going pretty good. You know, my, you know, it doesn't actually cure the anxiety. Anxiety isn't cured, but, you know, instead of riding the day at a 7, we're now at about a 3. I'm like, hey, that's a net win, you know? But she was surprised. The biggest thing that she saw was the stomach issues. She no longer had pain when she was eating, you know, which is pretty cool. And it makes sense, right? So if we're breathing more, we're doing breath work, we'll be lower stressed. We know our gut is our second brain. We have lower stress, less inflammation, the gut can heal. And also we can start processing and absorbing and all the things our gut's supposed to do. And so, yeah, it. I kind of rambled there, but.
No, it's absolutely. I think so many people don't understand that the gut is like, it's like the source of everything. It's the center of everything in our body. And if that gut is not in balance, and you know, everything and anything can throw it off, whether it be stress, the foods we eat, the environment, the products we're using in and on our bodies, everything can throw that gut microbiome off. And if we don't get it in check, it can do crazy things. And just decreasing that inflammation, it's so important.
It's so crazy, because it's, you know, like, you know, I always tell people, it's not what you eat, it's what your body can actually absorb, which is, you know, the most critical. And it's kind of like, you know, because one of the coaching points I always use when I'm working with groups is, be it athletes or whoever it may be, is my goal is that they're always thinking about their fist as a serving of fruits and vegetables. And at a very, very bit bare minimum, they're at least getting 6 servings of fruits and vegetables, ideally 8 to 10. But the one thing I put emphasis on is eating 4 colors during the day, on there. And it's always fun, because I've been fortunate to work with a lot of teams. And I find that if you get a bare minimum of 6 servings a day, along with 4 colors of fruits and vegetables, the likelihood of getting sick during the season goes from, you know, I've had teams where I've worked with them, they were at about 85% the previous year. We just did nothing else except that to focus on. And we literally decreased sicknesses where only like 5 to 6% of their people got sick during the year.
Yeah, I think the percentage is like 85% of your immune system lives in your gut. So yes, if you're eating right, you're feeding your gut right, your immune system is improved, inflammation's down, like win-win.
It makes it pretty fun there.
It does. And I think it's funny. I mean, obviously your background is, you know, speaks for itself about, you know, how you try to, like you said, either get people off of medications or prevent them from, you know, using them at all. And as a pharmacist, I like to do the same thing, which kind of is funny because I'm a pharmacist. So, you know, I practice in the pharmacy and as well as a functional medicine and holistic practitioner. So I kind of like work on both ends of the spectrum. But as I'm dispensing, I always have that in the back of my mind of like, you know, how can we make this person well? How can we get this person either off of this medication? You know, what's the root cause of what's going on? Can we treat that? Can we fix their nutrition? Can we add some nutraceuticals? You know, what exactly is going on? Can we replace, you know, this medication with some supplements or nutraceuticals? So it's funny, we both, I think the same in that mind where, you know, where we both want to avoid those prescriptions, because that's another thing, you know, putting, you know, things in our body, chemicals from the prescriptions that can also throw our gut microbiome off.
It's so crazy. And, you know, I do a pile of stuff. So if anyone's following me on Facebook, I post a lot of what I'm doing within the communities. And, you know, the one thing I found going out, telling people what we're doing at Hometown Pharmacy, how we're trying to get people off medications through food, movement, sleep, stress management. And it's funny, like I always tell people, no one gets excited about waking up feeling crummy with 12 pills to take by noon. You know, I've yet to have somebody raise their hand when I ask that question and when I'm doing presentations. So, so it's fun. And that's where one of the things that always draws me to working with, youth, you know, athletes is, you know, I realize that most youth athletes are not going to go on to be professional athletes. You know, it's just realistic, the numbers, you know, keep on dwindling. But if we can establish good habits of food, movement, sleep, stress management, that's going to be things that they can carry on with them through life. And hopefully with time, you know, I feel that we really need to recalibrate kind of the healthcare in America. And the way to do that is be starting with both from the youth up as well as the people currently on medications, letting them know like, hey, not that I'm saying all medications are evil by any means, but there are ways that we can do through natural lifestyle to decrease the need for a lot of these.
Absolutely. And that's the way that, you know, I look at things from, you know, from the holistic and functional medicine standpoint of, yes, you know, what can we do to get rid of those? But more importantly, like you said, like working with you know, adolescents, with the younger crowd, that, you know, there's an answer, and to stay healthy, and not even just for the people that aren't healthy yet, the people, it's not like, oh, they're lost causes because they're on prescription. Forget about them. But, you know, it's, you know, people are, you know, put on medications, and I see it all the time where it's like, you know, they're put on one medication, and then the next thing you know, they're getting a side effect from the medication. And then, you know, they're getting treated for that side effect. And it's like, oh, it's almost like a snowball effect, where it's like, we're not treating that root cause, and we're not fixing, you know, the issue that's going on. And we're just looking at it like, okay, you know, and even just as a pharmacist, you know, in contact with different clinicians and practitioners, you know, a lot of them, just with the way that healthcare is, you know, it's that rush. It's like they don't have time to be a gatekeeper to sit and talk about the lifestyle modifications. They might talk a quick blurb about nutrition if they're, you know, approaching, you know, numbers that might indicate diabetes or something along the lines of, you know, like a cardiometabolic disorder. But, you know, it's like people, you know, until they hear that from the doctor, or they, you know, or they get, or they're put on another prescription, and it feels like, okay, well, they're piling up now. They're on they started on one, and now they're on three. And it's like, well, who's going to be that person to educate them? Because I find that in my practice is that education is key. You know, you don't know if you don't know. And, you know, a lot of people don't know. They don't know about gut health. They don't know how important it is, you know, that a good night's sleep can affect everything in your entire body. You know, it's just getting out there to tell people these things that seem so simple, you know, yet it's so many people struggle with them.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. Things are only simple if you know how to do it.
It's true.
You know, like what, you know, it's kind of like me. I'm a complete Neanderthal when it comes to technology. Nothing with technology is easy for me. But and so like, for something that somebody's been working technology for 5, 10 years, 15, whatever the years is, like, they're like, oh, wait a minute, how do you not know that? Like, you know, and not that they're doing there, but like, that's why I always have to remind myself is, you know, people are coming from all walks of life. Like, why should I expect somebody to know what the biochemistry of Cree did? Like, you know, that makes no sense. Like, that's, just, you know, so that's the thing is realizing like, hey, just covering basics. You know, I think everybody, I mean, you know, we can go more in depth maybe on another talk on like nutritional supplements. But you know, that's, you know, just an area where I find a lot of people want to go for like these high reaching shiny objects without covering the bases before you get to those, you know, see this all the time in the sports world. Somebody wants that thing that has like a 0.1% difference in performance while missing like just foundational nutrition, you know, make sure they have their magnesium in line, making sure that they're getting enough, you know, just base, you know, before they kind of reach for that shiny object.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess, and that's actually a great topic for our next podcast that we do, and we will schedule that soon. So we will definitely go more into depth with supplements. But my last question for you is, okay, so for all of our, you know, just our average quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes for those of you that can't see me, our average athletes out there. So whatever it is that we're doing, whether, you know, it's our workouts on, you know, outside going for a run, whether it's our Peloton, our home workouts, the gym, weight training, whatever, in general, and I know that everybody is bio individual and has their own needs, but as athletes, what would you say if you had a couple of the top supplements that most people should either look into being on or being on, and for what reasons? Like maybe your top three, what would you say, like either whether to either prep them for a workout or post-workout to help like replenish their bodies?
Great question. Number one would be creatine, as long as they're not in a weight-restricted sport. Reason for creatine, yes, it helps with muscle mass, jumping, performance, power, et cetera, et cetera. The more important reason for me, though, is there is research showing creatine in high doses can be protective for traumatic brain injuries. So think of any athlete who's at risk for, be it soccer, be it volleyball, be it football, wrestling, whatever it may be. So creatine. Creatine's also been shown to help with cognition. So when you have to think, especially fast, really important. It's also, I think there could be, don't quote me on this, but I want to say there's now 7 published studies showing creatine to help with mood, anxiety, depression, things of that nature.
That's awesome.
And so that's something that has great performance benefits, but that's going to affect everyone. And unless someone's eating roughly about 3 to 5 pounds of meat per day, they're not going to get enough from food alone. So that'd be the number one. The other one that I like to take, again, this is going to sound super boring, but a multivitamin. It's not flashy. It's not glamorous. But we know that no one's diet is perfect. Heck, I'm a registered dietitian. I'd like to think I have a perfect diet, but I don't. Don't tell anyone because it's really going to kill my street cred. All
right. We'll keep it on the down. Nobody's saying
it. It only stays on this podcast.
This podcast only.
There. And then I would probably say the third one that I recommend from a supplement that's really beneficial is taurine. Taurine is something that, and again, vitamin D, magnesium, fish oil, those are all important. But a little bit more on the sports specific side. The third one, I would be taurine, because we have research showing that taurine speeds up muscle recovery from physical activity. There's some showing it to help performance. There's some showing it to help with brain health, a little bit with traumatic brain injury. There's research there. And then the other cool thing, like just from a general health standpoint, is it's been shown to improve blood sugar management as well as inflammation. Taurine actually ramps up your body's own antioxidant systems. It also helps with blood pressure and blood sugar management. So again, and the nice thing you'll probably notice, two of those three things I mentioned are powders that do not involve swallowing another pill, because no one likes swallowing pills. And that's in a multivitamin. We're actually at Hometown Pharmacy going to be doing almost custom blended nutrients in powder form. So again, our goal is to make nutrition healthy, smooth, and easy. And so there's my long-winded answer on my top three: a multivitamin, taurine, creatine.
I love it. And then our next podcast, we'll definitely talk more about supplements and also about the personalized supplements too, that you guys are doing at Hometown. I love that, because, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's body's different. We all require different things to keep us going. And we're all, you know, it's always like we were talking before, test, not guess. You know, we want to see what's going on in our bodies so that we can, you know, feed it right and supplement it properly. So awesome, awesome information. And I look forward to having you on again soon.
Hey, I look forward to it, Dr. Courtney.
Thank you so much for being on today, Sean. I will talk to you soon.
Hey, sounds like a plan. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.